This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We introduced the book of Jeremiah yesterday. Now I'd like for us to look at the first of three contexts, the historical context. Later we'll consider the immediate context and the personal context. You will not understand the prophetic books if you don't understand the historical context within which the prophets lived and ministered. It is introduced in the opening verses of Jeremiah. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests of Anathoth, in the territory of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah. The word of the Lord continued to come to Jeremiah through the reigns of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, down to the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem went into exile. Jeremiah prophesied during those final climactic years before Jerusalem was overthrown and the people were led into captivity. This is described in the historical books of 2 Kings chapters 22 through 25 and 2 Chronicles chapters 34 through 36, especially chapter 36. Read and reflect on these portions to better understand why Jeremiah wrote what he did. Since the world we live in today could be characterized as having similar conditions, what he had to say to God's people then is important for us to hear and heed now. It's like reading today's headlines and listening to one of God's servants proclaim God's relevant, dynamic message to us, His people. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.